Start receiving and accepting help, please. I beg of you. Don't let pride keep God from blessing you. A lot of people right now are struggling because they're allowing pride to keep God from blessing them. Guess what God uses to bless you? People. Yo, party people, it's Ashley of SingleWomanChronicles.com, where being single is a beautiful choice rather than a miserable circumstance. And before I get into this episode, I want to shout out my twist out. Yeah, it's busting, okay? All right. This is day two. This is after working out. Honey, we getting somewhere, okay? I do got to twist a few more tonight just to like redefine the curls, but The key to a good twist out. This, y'all didn't ask for this, but the key to a good twist out is moisture. If you know how people say, because I used to be people, say like, oh, my twist outs never come out the same. It's only like every other time they look good. My twist outs always look the same. Now, I can't say the same. I'm gonna say they always look good. My twist outs don't never not look good because my moisture routine is busting. But my moisture routine is strategized because I know my porosity. So number one, you need to know your porosity. Are you high porosity, low porosity, mid porosity? Then moisturize your hair from there. If you are a high porosity girly, you need to do the lock method, which is liquid, oil, then cream, then your leave-in conditioner, okay? But shout out to my twist out. I don't want to give like a hair tutorial on this thing today, but I just wanted to shout out. And also, my hair wasn't shaped for a long time because I probably get my ends clipped once a year. I know they say, oh, clip your ends and your hair will grow. I'm gonna tell y'all something. My hair grows and I clip my ends once a year. The reason being is it's not necessarily about clipping your ends. It's about length retention. If you are not retaining your length, then your hair, anytime you go to get your ends clipped, they're going to cut a whole lot off. You also don't want to have a scissor happy hairstylist and you're going to keep starting over. So I have so many tips on hair because if y'all can see like my befores and like my journey with my hair to be curly and curly be touching my shoulders, a dream that I never thought was possible. Okay. And I started from the bottom. Okay. Okay. And this has been years in the making, but shout out to my twist out. Anyway, today I really wanted to jump into finishing the year strong because I feel like too many of us wait until a new year to have a new beginning. But a new year does not equal a new beginning if you are still the same person you were in that year. Okay. I'm not trying to come for your jugular, but I just realized for me, my circumstances did not start to change until I changed who I was. I had to become the person, I had to become someone new in order to gain new things in my life. And I know that is very cliche, but examples, if you want certain, for example, if you want a certain body, you have to become disciplined. If you want to lose the weight, you have to become disciplined. If you want a job on a higher level, you have to increase your capacity, which means you got to be able to do more. You got to come home and be able to still work for like a few more hours. Like, you have to become someone new. You have to stretch out of your comfort zone. You have to stretch. And I want to teach you how to stretch because I've stretched and I've seen the benefit of stretching. And the way I want to do that is I want to go through this post that went viral a few weeks ago on social media. And it's basically ChatGPT. Me and ChatGPT, we go together real bad, okay? Me and ChatGPT, me and AI go together real bad, okay? Like, I use it, okay? I just built a whole website using AI, okay? I love me some AI. But somebody typed on ChatGPT. They said, if you were Satan and you wanted to stop a man, in our case, a woman, from fulfilling his or her purpose and meeting his or her potential, how would you do it? And it literally gave 8 different ways that Satan or the enemy keeps you from reaching your fullest potential. And we're going to go through each one of these. And I want to help you to overcome each one of these because I fought each one of these at least once in my life. Okay. So The first thing, planting doubt and fear. Creating a sense of self-doubt and fear of failure, making the person believe they are not capable or worthy of achieving their goals. This can paralyze action and foster a mindset of defeat. Listen here. Listen here. If you already feel like you have lost, you will not even try. You will do all sorts of things to avoid doing what you really want to do. And a lot of fear looks like a comfort zone. A lot of fear looks like you not applying for the job because you telling yourself, oh, you know what? I'm going to just keep waiting. I'm going to apply later on in the year. A lot of fear looks like you making excuses like, I'll sign up for the gym next year at the beginning of the year because it'll just, you know, I can't really afford it right now, blah, 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 blah. Instead of just starting a diet and doing something, like, fear shows up in the weirdest ways. And honestly, I think the number one thing the enemy uses to keep us from advancing in life is fear. Because if he can't stop you, he will stall you. Okay. He will keep you stuck. He will limit what you can do, because a lot of us think just because we're still living, we're still maintaining that, oh, you know, I'm still winning, I'm still victorious in my life. You're not victorious until you've reached the promise that God has given you. And that's on the game. Holy Spirit, the Father, and Christ. Okay. So one of the ways I overcame fear was doing it afraid. So I think people misunderstand fear because they feel like we're not to have any type of fear or nervousness or anything. That's how it limits us. No, we can do it and just do it afraid. Joyce Meyer, one of my favorite pastors, she's amazing. She's the one who authored the famous book, The Battlefield of the Mind, which is a great read. If you're battling with fear, that's a good one, because fear usually is in our minds. False evidence appearing real. She wrote this book called Do It Afraid. And literally, that's what it's about. If you think about the chapter where Peter walked on water, Peter was nervous. They literally thought Jesus was a ghost at first. And then Peter was like, if that's you, tell me to come out. And he came out and he was nervous, but he did it anyway. So do it afraid. That thing that you're thinking about right now, that thing that you're like, I don't know if I should do it. I don't know if I should take that leap of faith. But you know that you know deep down inside that taking that leap of faith, the reason you don't want to do it is because you're afraid of if it does not work out. Start asking yourself, what if it does work out? How would your life look if it does work out? What do you have to lose? Will you be more disappointed in trying and failing or not trying at all and not knowing what the other side could have held? Do it afraid, okay? What's the next one? 2, distraction. Offering constant distractions through superficial pursuits, entertainment, or addictions that divert attention and energy away from meaningful work or personal growth. Listen, they need to add me next time. Okay. Distraction used to be my middle name. Y'all, just by design, I'm really great at multitasking. A part of that is because I have a short attention span. Okay. Like, I'm very much like that dog that's walking and they're outside and then something, they're supposed to be handling their business, using the restroom, and then something crosses them and they're like, ooh, squirrel, that's me. Okay. And distractions are so tricky. That's what the thing is. Y'all see, I'm old. If the devil can't stop you, he'll distract you. That's the same. But anyway, distractions are so tricky because a distraction can come wrapped in a good opportunity, but it's not God's opportunity. You hear what I'm saying? A distraction can come. You could know that God told you to take less hours at work, start school, get your degree that's going to take you 4 years. Because in 4 years, you're going to have that degree and God's going to give you XYZ, right? But as soon as you start to take less hours, your boss comes to you and says, hey, I got a promotion for you. Do you want this promotion? It's double your pay. That can be a distraction. Because the enemy offers blessings too. Okay? I know for me, That whole superficial thing, y'all, growing up, BC me, BC me was very attracted to glitz, glam, popularity, fame. Like, I literally would date guys because they were popping. I would aim for famous guys. I've gone on dates with famous guys. I've gone on dates with, like, the high-powered dope boy, don't judge me. I've gone on dates with that guy in the city, like, the promoters, the, you know what I mean. I live in Atlanta. Hello. I have access to a lot of this stuff. And I would only do it because of their status. If they didn't have the status, I wasn't attracted to it. That used to be me. Like, I was that girl. I was distracted by that stuff. And a lot of my early life, I was so distracted. I could not nail down a specific thing because I was busy worried about the wrong thing. I wasn't focused on my focus, right? So once I overcame distractions and really got down to the nitty gritty, I developed so many parts of myself. Like, one thing I used to do that I realized, like, recently, when something did not work out, I would just stop. For example, I wanted to be on this dance team in college. And I tried out one time and I never tried out again. I didn't make it. And I never tried out again. And, like, literally, I didn't make it, not because I couldn't dance or anything, but I had a bad memory. I still have a bad memory. So, like, when it came to learning dances, I would not retain it in my mind. So I had a call, like, I danced the first time and then they start calling people back. So the second time, I just forgot to dance and I didn't make it. And it's like, you really could have tried again. But the me back then was not heavy on the trying again. It was kind of like, oh, whatever, I'm good. I'm good. It didn't happen the first time, I'm good. The me now was very like, okay, if I can't come in the front door, I'm gonna come through the back. Can't come through the back, I'm coming through the side. If I can't come through the side, I'm going through the window. I had to develop that though. And that came from my focus. That came from me developing these things. And you're probably wondering, like, how do you develop this? You learn to be consistent at least one thing in your life. And that will help you gain the discipline, because the only way to be focused is to be disciplined. When you learn how to discipline yourself, listen, a lot of stuff in your life will change. One of the biggest ways God learned, thank you, Holy Spirit, taught me discipline, it was through celibacy. Like, I know the biggest part of my celibacy was because I had a very unhealthy relationship with sex. But because sex was so important to me at the time, God was like, let me remove this. And if I can remove this and you can discipline yourself enough not to have sex, just, you can be disciplined in a whole lot of other stuff. And it's true. That's why I can work out and lose weight and be consistent. I don't need a trainer. I get up and go to the train. That's why I can record this podcast. I don't get paid for this. Like, that's how I can spend time with you guys, because honestly, for me, if my words can help at least one person a week, I'm okay with that. Like, there are people who depend, like, there are people who DM me and are like, hey, loved your podcast this week. It helped me do X, Y, and Z. And that's enough for me. Right? But that takes discipline. And I know that's going to take me far in life, and my work ethic is crazy. So if distractions are taking you all up and through, figure out one thing you can focus on and give yourself a time frame. I'm going to focus on this for at least a year. Say at least, because I don't want you to quit after you're done. At least 3 months, at least a year, at least 6 months. I'm going to do it for this amount of frequency. And don't make it easy. Don't be like, I'm going to work out one day a week. No, one day a month. For 12 months. No, I need you to, like, or you can be like, I'm gonna read an hour a day for like an hour every weekday. It could be 5 days a week for the next year or the next 3 months. So, like, something, figure out a focus and focus on it and watch how your focus changes. 3. I mentioned this a little bit, promoting procrastination, encouraging a mindset of procrastination where the person continually delays taking action, convincing themselves that they can always start tomorrow. Let me tell you something. Procrastination is the devil. Okay. Y'all, I used to procrastinate on stuff, but now I've been praying this prayer, and maybe you will pray it, but I've been praying, like, hey God, show me my priorities today and order my steps. Show me.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to policygenius.com. That's policygenius.com.
Tell me what I need to do first. Because I used to get bogged down by things that were not priority. So I would procrastinate on the things that were priority and make priority the things that were not. And that wasn't getting me nowhere. So I had to switch that around and be like, God, what do I need to focus on? Because this other stuff can wait. Like down to stuff like working on my business versus cleaning up. Yes, I want a clean home. But at the same time, if I got something to do with my business and it needs to be done within the next 2 days, cleaning can wait. Like, that can wait. I can do that. I'll get to that. You know what I mean? So just learn how to prioritize. Really get to the things that really need to be done. Like, make a list. And don't overwhelm yourself, because I'm an overwhelmer of things. Like, don't overwhelm yourself. And listen, with procrastination, you act like the thing that you need to do, if you did it, you would get $1 million from it. Like, you have to treat it like that, because usually we procrastinate on things that we feel like aren't going to yield a certain result. If you tell yourself in your mind it's going to yield this certain result, you've overcome that thing. So you'll already do it. Like, if I do this today, tomorrow it's going to get me $1 million. That can help you overcome the procrastination. Okay. Number 4. Fostering negative relationships. Surrounding the person with toxic relationships that drain their energy, foster negativity, and reinforce a lack of belief in their potential. Let me tell you something. Ain't never had less energy than being in a toxic relationship. This can be in friendships. This can be in family relationships, family dynamics. This can be in your romantic relationships. Y'all already know I'm queen cut it off if I don't have no peace about it. If I don't have peace in a relationship, and this isn't just hard times. Like, I don't just cut it off when it gets hard. I mean, like, if I don't have a peace in my spirit about a relationship, I cannot operate in a relationship. And you need to get like that. But first, you need to understand what peace is. A lot of y'all don't cut things off that are chaotic because you don't know what peace feels like, because you're so used to toxic. Some people are addicted to toxic, i.e. Cardi B and Offset. Okay. When you are so used to chaos in your life, you don't understand how amazing peace feels. So you're going to continue to chase those kinds of things. Because I wonder, if Cardi was not in this toxic relationship, would she have released her second album by now? I just wonder. But you got to learn to cut that off. And when it comes to people who really are disposable, and these are people who are not necessarily family, and sometimes with families, you just got to set hard boundaries. For example, like, I have family members who call me and ask me to do things. Sometimes I got to be like, hey, I can do that tomorrow. I can't do that right now. And let them be mad, because they be mad. But I got to let them be mad sometimes. I'm okay. Like, I have a life. Hard boundaries. Hard boundaries. 5, encouraging complacency. Creating a sense of false contentment where the person becomes satisfied with mediocrity and avoids striving for more out of a sense of comfort or fear of unknown. I've never felt complacent. Like, I've never been a complacent person, just because I'm so ambitious. Like, I have enough ambition for 3 people. But I did hear this guy talk about how at one point in his life, he was okay with everything being the same, like driving the car that he drove, paying his bills, going out every now and again, playing the PlayStation, doing X, Y, and Z. And one day he woke up and realized that his life looked like he could basically predict every single thing in his life every single day because he was doing the same things. And he's like, wow, I'm not even trying to be better. So I just want to challenge you to do something new. Do something new. Like, if you've never traveled alone, travel alone. If you've never taken yourself out alone, take yourself out alone. If you've never done goat yoga, do goat yoga. If you've never drawn a picture, go draw something. If you've never, like, just do something new. Do something new. Because usually the people who do new things all the time, you're probably like, oh, I've done that. This ain't your thing. I'm talking to the people who something as small as taking themselves out by themselves is scary to them. Like, or something as small as walking up to a stranger at a bar and just saying hi and starting a conversation for networking. That's scary for them. So do something new. Speak up to your boss. Ask them for a raise. What's the worst they can say? They need you more than you need them. Now, if you get fired, don't come back talking about I did this. I didn't do nothing. Use discernment. 6, distorting truths and values. Twisting a person's values and perceptions of reality, leading them to pursue goals that are not aligned with their true purpose or values, thereby wasting their potential on fruitless endeavors. That's another one that I was big on, big time. Chasing every single endeavor, trying to get rich, trying to think this is the thing. That's really big in Atlanta, by the way. Like, in Atlanta, it's such a follower culture where if somebody's doing real estate, everybody doing real estate. If somebody doing taxes now, everybody doing taxes now. If somebody doing hair now, everybody doing hair now. If somebody a notary, everybody a notary now. Like, every ambition ain't your ambition. Stick to what you're good at and stick to what you know. You know deep down that you don't like that sales job. You just did it because you felt like it was going to be a lot of money. And now you don't like your job because you chased something that ain't even deep in your heart because you thought it was going to make you a lot of money. Be for real. All right, enough on that one. Because I feel like I'm talking to somebody specifically and I'm not sorry. I'm in your business. We got 2 more. 7, isolating from positive influencing, isolating the person from sources of support, guidance, or inspiration, making them feel alone in their journey and more susceptible to negative thinking. I have a friend, I'm not going to say who, but if she listens to this episode, I love you. there was a time where I had a friend who was going through a tough time. And every time, because we had a group at the time, this was our 20s, it was a group of us. And so she was going through something. And every time we tried to give her positive advice and encourage her, her favorite line was, but you don't understand, because she wanted to be a victim. She wanted to feel sorry for herself. She wanted to stay in that place. She didn't want to get out of that place. So us to keep telling her and encouraging her, hey, there's more out there. Hey, there's better. Hey, try this. Hey, try that. She didn't want to hear that. That's why she kept telling us, but you don't understand. No, we weren't going exactly through what you're going through. But a lot of times, just because it don't look exactly like that, I've gone through that similar time where I can offer some type of encouragement or advice to help you get through it, right? So if you are having a pity party and you feel like life has dealt you a bad hand, one, I want to apologize because it probably has. Life has dealt some people a funky hand, and I'm not even going to sit here and flex. And unfortunately, you have to shuffle them cards that you've been dealt. And I'm not saying, I'm sorry, my dog is coughing, so that means that this is probably touching somebody. And I'm not saying that things are not unfair, but I am saying that you can either sit in that place or you can either come out of that place. Even if your circumstances have not changed, you can find joy exactly where you are. And you find it by being grateful. Now, don't cuss me out, because I used to be that. There was a point in my life where I went through a long stint of depression and I felt sorry for myself and all I wanted to do is mope. And the Bible kept telling me to rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks always, all of this stuff, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, I don't want to do that. That's stupid. That's dumb. Why would I rejoice when God is torturing me like this? Like, I literally have, I have journal entries that start with, God, why do you hate me? Like, I was really on one, okay? And one day I said, you know what? I'm just going to listen and I'm going to start to be grateful. And one day I start opening my mouth. I start praising God. I start, you know, speaking things over my life. I start saying, you know, this won't last always. This is just a season. This, there is an end is near and blah, 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 blah. It worked. I started to be joyful. I was still broke. I was still stuck. I still didn't know where I was going, but I was joyful. And eventually God started to order my steps because I started to speak things into my life, because life or death lies in your tongue. So if you feel like you are in a certain circumstance and you want to get out of it, start praising yourself out of it and start listening to that good advice that people are giving you and start receiving and accepting help. Please, I beg of you. Don't let pride keep God from blessing you. A lot of people right now are struggling because they're allowing pride to keep God from blessing them. Guess what God uses to bless you? People. Other people. That's what he does. If he needs to get you something, he's going to tap a person on the shoulder, whisper in their ear and tell them, hey, give such and such this. They're going to call you out of nowhere and be like, hey, you need something? And you're going to be like, how did they know? But your instinct is going to be like, no, I'm good. And then they're going to be like, you sure? And you're going to be like, yeah, I'm sure. When you really should have been like, no, I'm not sure. Honestly, I'm going through a tough time. They're going to be like, oh, good, because I just felt the need to send you $500. That happened to me once. Literally, I was short on my rent. And this is my fault because I be praying stuff, but I don't realize what I be praying. I'm sorry, y'all. My dog is just making all kinds of noise and it's really bothering me. So, and I know this episode is just powerful and that's why he making all this noise and distracting us. But there was this time where I was short on my rent, like $250. And I was just praying all day because I had hit the third and the next day that late fee was going to hit. And it's like, if I ain't got the $250, I definitely ain't got $350. So like, what is we going to do? And so I'm on my hands and knees and I'm praying all day, y'all. Like I'm literally praying all day. 5 p.m. I get a text. Hey, what's up? You need something? I said, need something like what? Random, but some money? I said, I mean, why you ask? Well, I was praying and God told me to send you $500. And I was like, what? Like, that's more than I need, but I need such and such, blah, blah, blah. She sent me the money, whatever. If you need it, receive it. If you need the encouragement, receive it. Don't let your pride get in the way of God's blessings. Like, let's not do that. Lastly, 8, instilling guilt and shame, constantly reminding the person of their past mistakes and shortcomings to make them feel unworthy of success or progress. Listen, God has forgiven you, so please forgive yourself. Stop being in that prison unnecessarily because God doesn't view you like that, so you shouldn't view you like that. Let it go. Forgive yourself. The hardest person to forgive is yourself. Forgive yourself for not knowing what you did not know at the time. You did not know that taking that job would lead to unemployment, would lead you to be unemployed for a few years. You didn't know that. But what the devil meant for evil, God can turn it into good. All things also work together for the good of those who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. You did not know that relationship was going to take you down so far and you feel like you have to freaking start over. But sometimes starting over is the best thing you can do. Okay, you did not know that moving to that city was going to leave you destitute and homeless. Guess what? When me and my family moved to Atlanta, we were homeless. But we made it. My mom owns a home now. I live in a deluxe apartment in the sky. You too can make it. So stop being stuck and feeling like you're undeserving of nice things or great things because of your past. Forgive yourself. Release it. Start fresh. Ain't nothing like a new beginning. Ain't nothing like it. Nothing like it. All right. So I feel like this episode is important because I think we limit ourselves because honestly, if you want a good 2025, 2025 starts now. You got to start preparing yourself and becoming the person you need to be to succeed in the thing you're trying to succeed in. You can't just start January 1st and think it's going to catapult. No, start now. What are you waiting for? Start now. October 1st. Start now. Right now. Okay? Okay? Like, let's not do all that new. Mm-mm. Coming to. See, this is my first year again. New Year's Eve. I ain't going to have to be worried about losing weight before New Year's Eve because mama already snatched right now. I just got to maintain, okay? Start now. You got to start now. Finish the year strong. I hope this helps somebody. All right, until next time, share this with your friend, your mama, your sister, your brother, your cousin because they probably going to need it. All right, until next time. Bye.
Wayfair's Labor Day clearance is here. Right now, score up to 70% off everything home, plus fast shipping on everything right to your door. Shop now through September 2nd at wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.